What is up, Big Rig Nation? It is Wednesday, March 27th. Boys are back. Two in a row. I think that's what we call a hot streak after a very eventful first weekend of March Madness. Two-thirds of the rigs were in Vegas, taking them down. One-third of the rigs was not. But we are back in one piece, although our wallets may not be. But boys, welcome to the show. It feels a little empty today with no basketball, no?
Yeah. I mean, it's ever since Sunday, I got nothing to do. What am I going to do? It was eat, sleep, basketball for 4 days straight.
Yep.
And now
you guys didn't watch the women's tournament yesterday?
So boring.
Yeah.
I missed it.
It was on my calendar, but I missed it.
I missed it too.
I heard Caleb put on a show though.
See, I saw the box score and I'm just like, what are we doing here? She's got like what, 30 shot attempts?
So what's the big fucking deal? What the fuck are we doing out here? I asked you, what in the fuck are we doing here? Hell, I don't know.
I have stats right here. I just didn't know if that's what we were going with.
Your boy Colin Coward was talking about him, so
he's the worst. I watched a lot of that game last night. I will say this: what the hell? Why do they have? Why they're playing these games at home the first two rounds?
What's I think they've about? Always done that.
I think they have two, but like that's not fair. That's exactly
what college football is going to do next year for men's. I mean.
Yeah, I guess, but I don't know.
On to the men's.
Full start. Men's was awesome. It was just what we thought. Thursday. I mean, we take the days off. Pete, what's it like working and watching these games?
I didn't get to watch any of the day games. I was working the whole time.
Really?
On the clock, man.
Thanks for keeping the lights on for us.
That's crazy.
I snuck in a little background TV. So
just in case the employer's listening.
Yeah. A little just background TV though.
Yeah, of course. It was amazing. You just woke up. There was definitely a buzz in the air in Las Vegas. Dean and I and the boys went to Stadium Swim. Highly recommend. Great time. It's just almost overwhelming, right? It's just so much basketball at once, so many bets, you don't know what's what, who's winning, who's losing. It's a lot going on, but I would say a great first weekend. You know, it wasn't as many upsets going into the Sweet 16. I've heard a lot of complaints about chalk, boring, but I'll tell you what, you look at this slate this weekend and the chalk doesn't look so bad anymore. Boys, what were your takeaways from the weekend? The ones rolled, the twos rolled. We had a few upsets. Kentucky lost. Pete, you're actually in the state of Kentucky. Pete, let's start with you. How is the Bluegrass State?
Bluegrass State, it's blue. Beautiful sunsets. A lot of farmland. Yeah. A lot of bourbon distilleries. But we're here, dude. We're feet on the ground in Louisville. Unfortunately, the Cards couldn't make it to the tournament this year, but we'll be interviewing fans tomorrow outside the stadium to get their thoughts on that. But no, I think going back to what you said, like those first 2 days, there's so many games at once that even like the Saturday, Sunday slates feel like not enough. Once you get like in that three, four games at a time mode on Thursday, Friday, that it's like, oh, one game at a time until 6, 7 o'clock at night on Saturday, Sunday, you're like, man. Just not this, like, it's just crazy how great of a job the NCAA does with, like, how they lay it out. And, I mean, it's like two of the most magical days of the year in sports, that the opening rounds, honestly.
Yeah. Dean, Pete's an NCAA guy.
Yeah, always been.
Yep. I do agree, though, man. Like, when you get to, like, the days, in the middle of the day, four games running at the same time, Rick said, we were at the pool, we were watching on the big screen, got four games going, and there's just always something to watch.
Like, were you guys at the pool in Vegas?
No, we were at the pool. We had stadium.
Okay. I didn't hear you guys say it enough. I just want to confirm you were at the pool in Vegas. Yeah.
Dean, a little sour grapes here. Is that what I'm sensing, Dean? A lot of we didn't get everyone's always invited. We've gone like 20 straight years. Go ahead, Dean.
It's great because at what point, like, you've got basically like four bets rolling, and then like one either cashes or loses, and then like 5 minutes later, the next one's rolling in, like, to get decided. It was a wild ride. Got off to an interesting start, though. That Michigan State Mississippi State game, I feel like the first game of the tournament, that always, like, the juices start going.
Yep.
And Michigan State's just been a brutal team to watch all year, and that game was tough. But you get in the middle of the day.
Yep.
Some of those games were nuts. Yeah, we didn't really have the big upsets outside of a couple games, but I totally agree. I think Sweet 16 weekend's loaded because of that. Whoa. And yeah, we don't have very many double digit seeds besides NC State, which my only Final Four team that I have left besides Purdue. So happy about that. But what do you guys think the best time zone is for the NCAA tournament? Because Vegas, like, you got to get started early when you're in Vegas because the games start at 9.
Yeah, I mean, the best time zone for all sports, all times of year, is Mountain. I mean, it just is.
Yeah.
The West Coast is too early, even for the night game. Sometimes, like, an 8 o'clock game, you know, or a 9 o'clock game on the East Coast is starting at 5 o'clock in, you know, the Western time zone or California, whatever you want to call it. Right? 3 hours?
That's
4 hours.
Uh-oh.
I mean, it's three hours from Pacific, Pete. Not to mansplain. I know it's been a long day.
Yeah, okay. 1 hour to Central. Yeah, no. Mountain's the best. Two-hour gap.
Yeah, there you go.
7 o'clock Eastern. Yankees game starts at 5 p.m. right when you get off work. 4 p.m. in Pacific, which is just too early, right? Like,
yep.
No matter where you cut it up from a sports perspective, the West Coast – it's too early. The East Coast is too late. The Central and Mountain are the best, but I would lean toward the Mountain because you get that extra hour back.
Yes. Yeah, Mountain's the best. Yeah, I mean, it's undisputable. It's like literally every game's prime time. It's like 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
And anyone who thinks Central is just a diabolical liar and delusional.
I mean, Central's second.
So, yeah, like a far second.
I wouldn't say far. Like, it's it's a fair second.
Yeah, I think they're like 1 hour behind.
Yeah.
But they're
just an hour.
Because Monday Night Football ends at like 10:30. That's too late.
No, I think it's fine.
Well, it's okay. All right.
I mean, it's just too late.
Because I mean, sometimes a game starting at 5 o'clock, if it's a 7 o'clock game, is almost too early. Like, what if you have to work a little late? So I'm just saying Central's, it's a second, but it's not like so far behind.
Second. Yeah, it's a far second.
No, it's not.
I didn't mean to take us down that rabbit hole, but
East Coast is definitely the worst. Let's just throw that out there.
Oh, yeah. No. The worst. Awful. Because it feels like games are just starting later and later now.
Yeah, like, they are. But, yeah, these tip times are like an hour later for the Elite Eight. Like, they're, yeah. One, there's going to be their local time. It's going to be, what are the locations? Dallas and
Dallas, Boston, or no, Boston, Detroit, and LA. Yeah,
there, it's 10 o'clock for the second game. 10 o'clock tip times. What are the guys supposed to do all day? I mean, what are the anyway? Boys, what was the biggest surprise of the tournament? And maybe, hey, I knew this was going to happen during the tournament for you both.
I'll let you start this one off, Dean.
My biggest surprise. Fuck, shit. Damn. That's us. That's.
I can go if you don't.
Tough. Yeah. I was like, I.
My biggest surprise is Kentucky lost. Like, I had Kentucky looking good. Somewhat breaking news, Calipari is retaining his job, they just announced. So that's even more surprising. Big Blue Nation is a feisty fan base. Maybe the most feisty in all of college basketball. I don't know how that guy still has a job. They people joke about Purdue losing in the first round every year. Like, Kentucky loses literally every year in the first round. Like, they lost to St. Peter's too in the second round. I mean, it's they're a laughing stock of allegedly a blue butt.
Yeah, I think my biggest surprise is Gonzaga. I think we all knew they were a decent team. That they're rolling through teams. I mean, like, the way they beat Kansas, I think, like, that game was pretty close early, but then they just pulled away, and they blew out their first-round game. I mean, I think a lot of people – I'm not saying a lot of people picked McNeese to beat them, but, like, it was one of those, you know, oh, this could be an upset, right? And same with Duke with Vermont. I think, like, Duke's playing out of their mind right now. Like, I think those two teams, like, they're household names, but I don't think anyone looked at them as title contenders, and I don't know if they are yet, but, like, they're playing good basketball, and they're playing good basketball at the right time.
Yeah, Kansas game's a little bit of fool's gold, I think. They're a bad team. Their heads weren't in it. So, but
Kansas was mentally fried.
Like, we will see if the Zags are contenders or pretenders on Friday. Will we not, Dean?
Yep.
We could say the same about Purdue. We'll see if Purdue's contenders or pretenders on Friday.
Yeah, I mean, we've already beat Gonzaga. So, but
wasn't that the first week of the season?
Second month, but yeah. Anyway,
my biggest surprise, honestly, I go through all the games. I'm like, am I really surprised at any of these outcomes? Honestly, not really. Like, I really had to scrape for it. And I guess I would say Auburn blowing it against Yale. Auburn was one of the teams that, you know, they won their SEC tournament. And everyone was complaining about how, oh, UConn's got such this hard bracket. And now, you know, the Auburn gets knocked out first round. But honestly, I go, this tournament, it hasn't been that exciting. It hasn't had, like, the chaos. It hasn't had the madness. Like, I think we're setting up for that now, here the second weekend, possibly the Final Four, because we're going to have some really good teams. But I'm not going to lie. Like, the Saturday and Sunday, the games were kind of boring. I mean, the Houston A&M game, that might have been the most, like, interesting game just because A&M almost pulled that one out of their ass.
Yeah, A&M was good. Yeah, Dean, I mean, I think it's Saturday, Sunday had to happen in order for us future selves to be like, holy cow, this has the looks to be one of the best weekends of college basketball. So I think Saturday and Sunday walked so we could run this weekend. So, I mean, all the favorites covered. Yeah, it was I think every favorite covered on Saturday and most of them covered on Sunday. Oregon game was great. Double overtime against Creighton.
Yeah, there was a few good games.
That was a good game.
That Houston game was good. The Oregon game was good. But, yeah, for the most part, I mean, just complete and utter. Like, the Sunday early games are, like, almost unwatchable. Like, every single one of them felt like it was a blowout in the first half. And you're like, all right, like, when's the next game start, you know?
Yeah.
Including Purdue. I mean, Purdue game.
Probably the biggest win in margin.
Duke game. I mean, there was a lot of just, like, unwatchable basketball there for a little bit.
Do we think that there's more – good teams than maybe we originally thought?
No, I think that there were tiers of teams. I think, like, you had the top tier that's like UConn and Purdue. Then maybe another tier with, like, the Houston, Marquette, Iowa State,
North Carolina.
Yeah. But then I'll toss Creighton in there. I think, like, the teams that are in now all makes sense besides Clemson. Like, I'm so confused by Clemson.
Yeah.
And then I guess NC State is the Cinderella.
Yeah. So. Yeah, you got a 6-11. Yeah, I mean, Clemson's good. I mean, they have to play Arizona in LA, which I think will be a tough game because I think it'll be like 95% Arizona fans. But I don't know. You never know, dude. Clemson, like, shooting lights out. They beat the doors off New Mexico.
I don't know. That's got to be one of the bigger surprises. Everyone was saying Clemson would get upset in the first round, and they're balling. I mean, I think Illinois is another one, right? Like, no one considered them a title contender. I'm not saying they are yet, but they're playing strong basketball. And I forget the name of their player. He's like
Terrence Shannon Jr.
Yeah, he's going off. I mean, he's probably playing the best basketball of anyone in the tournament right now.
That's the crux with him. Like, when he plays well, he's unstoppable because he's big, he can shoot, and then he can attack the rim. But against Purdue, we have a different like vision of how good he is because he has sucked against us
this
year. Or just straight up, like, I think he missed the first meeting, and the second game he played horribly. So,
yeah, he missed the first one.
Yeah, but yeah, good that he was able to get back and play. But yeah, he's tearing it up. But yeah, there's still one bad game from him away from being out. But
yeah,
you can probably say that about every team's best player. But
yeah, I think this is probably the best group of teams we've seen in the Sweet 16 in a long time. Because there's like the last couple of years, there's been so many double digit seeds kind of making these runs.
Yep.
Not saying the games weren't good in the Sweet 16 and Elite Eight, but as far as like marquee matchups, like we're about to see some marquee matchups this next weekend. Like these Thursday, Friday, and then the Elite Eight game Saturday, Sunday are going to be. I mean, there's like NC State and Clemson, I would think, are the only two, maybe not. And they're both good storylines, but like outside of that, all the 1 and 2 seeds are still in. Like we could potentially see like 1 versus 2 in every bracket for the Elite Eight, which what more can you ask for? You know?
Yeah, that's true. Purdue. Exercise their demons. Just again, as an unbiased podcast, had some heavy shoulders coming into the tournament. Dean, what was your? I haven't had many sober thoughts from Dean on Purdue. So I'm looking forward to hearing Dean. What do you think about the Boilers thus far?
I think they've done a good job of getting everyone involved and not panicking trying to get the ball to Edie. That's what I think, because I just have images in my head from last year of dudes being terrified when the entry pass was cut off, or when they immediately swarmed Edie, like guys straight up not even looking at the rim. That hasn't been the case thus far.
Yeah,
so they got the monkey off their back, but now it's like they're going to start seeing really good teams. In a couple of cases, Gonzaga is going to be the first one. They're going to be possibly seeing some of these teams for the second time. They could play Gonzaga, Tennessee, and Marquette in the next three games. So it'll be interesting to see kind of how those teams maybe defend Edie differently. But it was good to see like the role players like Lawyer just fucking doing what they do.
It was great.
And just shooting. You catch the ball, you're open, shoot the damn ball. Like, don't think about it. You are literally on the team. You are playing Division I basketball because you're a good shooter. Shoot the fucking ball.
Oh, we're cussing now on the rigs.
So said, D, let's go.
I mean, I said that a whole bunch to myself last year watching this team play. And then early part of the year, that was the issue. It's like,
you
know, if you're open, and shoot the ball.
Yep.
Yeah, I think they certainly exercise their demons, the Boilermakers, and I think I might have talked this into existence on the last pod.
I got
the Riggs confidence up, and we're here now. Now we're on top of the world, but hey, we don't hang banners for getting to the Sweet 16.
No,
right?
Nope.
There's more work to be done. We got to boiler up and hammer down. All right. So let's keep the positive vibes going around the Boilermakers.
I'm keeping receipts. I have a lot. I have a Rolodex full of receipts from a lot of people. This is the revenge.
Receipts mean nothing. Receipts mean nothing until you.
Receipts mean nothing
unless you win it all, right? So
I agree. Well, I think Final Four. I think I think it's Final Four.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
So if the Pats made it to the AFC Championship game, you're good
with
that?
I'm not talking about the Pats.
It's the same thing. The Final Four.
No, it's not. The Pats standards are different than the Purdue standards. That's just a fact.
So in the Celtics, just like the Celtics make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. Like, that's good enough.
Tomato, tomato, dude. These are different things.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are, Dean.
Don't lower the bar. Why are you lowering the bar?
The bar was never lowered. It was always Final Four or bust. No, like I've always said, if I go to the Final Four, I will just blindfold myself during the game and just enjoy it. It won't matter. No. If we win, great.
You are delusional.
I'm not delusional.
I think that's what the kids call cap. Is that when they make it to the Final Four, you are going to be stressed to hell.
I'll be so happy, dude. I'm gonna be so happy, and hopefully I'm in Detroit this weekend on Sunday. That's when I'll be happy, and then when I go to the Final Four, I'll soak in all the media and this and that, and then I'll put a blindfold on, and I'll just be happy, and I'm just gonna soak it in. The sounds, the smells, not the sight. But I'll just be honestly happy.
The sights from the inside of the blindfold. I'm going to hold you to that. I want to see a video of Rick just sitting there blindfolded.
I'll just be happy. I'll sit at the top because my seats won't matter. I'll just be so happy. And then look, if we win,
then you don't get to celebrate because you were just happy.
No. You don't get to tell me what to do. The Final Four, if we win, then I'm game on for the championship. I'll be locked in for the championship. But Final Four, I'll just be happy. That's just the way. And I think a lot of Purdue fans share that sentiment.
That's a loser's mentality, right, Dean? Loser's mentality.
Yeah, I agree. A lot of Purdue fans would agree, but I've got an issue with a lot of Purdue fans and just how, you know, the moral victories that they talk themselves into.
There's no moral victory, Dean. You and I see eye to eye on a lot of things, but, you know, I've waited way too long not to be ecstatic about a Final Four.
See, I don't feel that, like, you try to compare the Jets, like, getting the AFC Championship game, not good enough for me.
That's fair. That's fine. I would never tell you how to feel about your team.
So I need to rip the loser's mentality out of you somehow.
Not loser's mentality. We haven't been in the Final Four since 1980.
Who cares?
I mean, it's just different, dude. It just is what it is.
The Final Four is you're in the semifinals. Like that's not nothing.
It's not that I don't. Of course, I want to win the Natty. Like, let me be very clear about that. That's our
doesn't
goal.
Sound like it doesn't sound like it.
But if we go to the Final Four, I will be happy. I'll be like, mission accomplished this season. Everything else is icing on the cake.
I just don't agree.
That's fine. You know, I'm not asking you to agree.
Dean, as a
Dean's not. It doesn't matter. I don't care what Dean thinks either.
A Purdue alum.
Whoa.
You guys are trying to
same page.
Me.
So we don't care.
Wait,
what you
Dean,
think.
We are. Dean, you know what I'm talking about.
I will not be satisfied if they make it to the Final Four and then lose. Like, this team is too good. If this team gets to the Natty and then loses to UConn, I could see myself talking myself a few months down the line being like, hey, maybe we lost to a better team. But if we lose to anyone else, there will be no, not even in a year, 5 years' time, they'll be like, that wasn't the team that should have gotten
it. See, I can get behind what Dean said. You make it to the finals and you lose to a better team. The Final Four, you're just in the semis, Rick. Like, if you said that, if you said what Dean just said, I would be like, couldn't agree more.
But it's hard, like, it's hard to get on the Final Four, Pete. I've never been in my lifetime. So, and also the other thing is I'll talk about this when it gets closer, but we can't win in a football stadium. That's the final boss. We can't win in a football stadium. We've never won a basketball game.
You're so negative. You're so negative.
I'm not being negative. I'm just being positive.
You're already saying we can't win in the Final Four if you get there.
No, I'm saying that's the final boss.
That's
the final
next monkey.
You're like, take those earbuds out of your eye and clean them out.
How often do you guys play in football stadiums?
We played a lot. We played during COVID and then a few sweet.
Nobody
16.
Is on this team from the COVID years.
Yeah, Zach E's on this team.
How much was he playing in 2020?
It doesn't matter. It's just like the principle. It's just like we're cursed. in football stadiums. Anyway, look, I'm excited. I'm having the best time of my life. All my teams that are currently playing are on top of the respected sports world. No one's happier than me. I'm happy. Bruins are playing tonight for first place. Celtics clinched, blew a 30-point lead last night. But and Purdue's talking every sports show talking about Purdue. I could not be happier. We walked into Vegas, Dean. We were the bad boys. Like everyone was looking at us, chirping. Dean, how about those guys in the elevator? Do you remember that? That they almost like pick a fight when we were going up. They're Iowa fans.
I mean, someone almost picked a fight with Rick and Dean. Drunk. Sounds like.
There's what they're never heard
this tune story. All that out, man. Never heard I tune all that out.
I don't.
I'm no
Rick's lucky. He can still say all my team's playing currently for another 2 days until the Red Sox.
Exactly. Exactly. Look, 2 days.
Red Sox had a great. They had a great spring season. Had a great spring training.
Yeah. I'll hang a banner for spring training.
Jeez, Pete. Just let me have my flowers. Just give me my flowers. Say, hey, Rick.
No one's a bigger Purdue fan than me right now.
No, you're not a Purdue fan.
I am all like I literally had
look
to
at
convince
that smirk on your face.
I had to convince you to get
seven more
your
years,
own team,
Pete.
Your own
seven
team
more years.
Last week.
I'll take my own 7 years.
Purdue Pete, dude. I'm here for it. I got
to be sad that you're not going to be able to celebrate a Final Four with us.
Maybe I'll see you there. I'll try to find the blindfolded guy. Maybe I'll go down to Phoenix.
That's great. You can look. You can do whatever you want. I probably won't see you because I'll be blindfolded and happy. I'm gonna be so happy, dude.
What if I sat next to you? Would we cheer together or no?
Yeah, of course I'll cheer, but. I take because your cheer with a grain of salt. I take it with the not even what's smaller than a grain of salt, Dean? Grain of sand? Sawdust?
Probably. I don't know.
That's what I take your and look, Pete, I love you. You're my best friend. But I take your Purdue fandom because I know what you do to me. You've done it ever since I met you. You manipulate me in my fandom.
Hey, I'm all in on Purdue. Take it or leave it.
I'm leaving it because you're suspended.
Wow, you guys should be recruiting as many fans as possible right now.
No, all we got is all we need, Dean, right?
I agree with that.
So, Dean, you don't want me either?
No.
It's all about Pete now. It's all about
I want
Pete.
You, Pete. You're not suspended in my book.
Thank you, Dean. Thank you, Dean.
Like this is the second pod where Pete's had to raise Rick up a little bit because Rick
he hasn't raised Rick me at all.
Rick, you start walking towards the plank a little bit. Like, it looks like you're going in the wrong direction.
And I run out and save you.
What are you guys talking about? I haven't said anything negative. I've been the most positive. I said, if we get to the Final Four, I'll be happy.
The football stadiums.
Settling for fourth place.
Like, I'm not negative about football stadiums, but I'm just saying, in fact, we haven't won in a football stadium.
You're going to be sitting up in the top of the football stadium. You're afraid of heights.
No, I'm not afraid of heights.
You will be if you're blindfolded.
I'm going to be so happy. Think about how happy I'm going
to
be.
All right, let's talk about the other number one seeds. I'm tired of trying to convince Rick to root for his own team and my team.
We're going.
I'm literally being manipulated on air. I know nobody is grounded in their fandom more than me. I know exactly what I believe. And,
Rick, you said this to me on the phone like an hour ago. Nobody knows New York pizza more than me. And I said, you've only been in New York like 5 times. And you're like, did I say that?
I misspoke.
Did I say that?
I know
you just said it again. Nobody knows fandom more than me. That's not true.
I said my fandom.
I know your fandom more than you.
See, that's manipulation. I just said it.
You're playing the victim, dude. You are playing the victim.
You guys are coming at me. I haven't said anything. I said, I hope we go to Final Four. I'm really happy. That's literally all I've said. And we can't play football stadiums.
Rick is the king of manipulation. And when he gets manipulated, he goes into victim mode. It's so funny.
I manipulated. What are you talking about? I did have a great New York pizza tonight. It was so good.
From Bills. From Bills.
Big Bills. No free shout outs if you're listening to Big Bills. But
Big Bills. Sounds like a barbecue joint.
Forget about it.
You walk in and they're like, got a Western accent.
No, good pies, dude. Really good pies. All right. What do you guys want to talk about?
All right. Let's talk other number ones. Houston, UNC. UConn looks unbeatable right now.
They played horrible teams.
Horrible teams.
I was like, irony about UConn is that everyone was complaining about how hard their draw was, they had probably the easiest pair of games to start. You know, Stetson, and then like Northwestern was so outmatched in that game, it was hard to watch.
You're so Dean's a big Northwestern fan. We're,
I mean, Grambling State and Utah State is not like this.
They won the Mountain West.
Who cares?
Utah State's miles better than Northwestern.
I'm not saying they're not miles better. I'm just saying like every number one seed has not had like the most challenging first two games.
I'm more talking about the second game.
And UConn blew them out. It's not like they kept it close.
We bet on them. We made money off UConn.
Yeah, we did. We won a couple bets on that game.
Yeah, we did.
I wouldn't want to play against Danny Hurley. That's all I'm saying.
He's a lunatic.
Guys,
He's already complaining about the start time.
Oh my gosh, dude. He's like, we're making his heart. He's just like, he's good at what he's doing. He's just drumming up bulletin board. It's like us against the world. It's like, shut up, Danny Hurley.
And you know what? You know what? College basketball needs him. They need a coach like him after Coach K and Roy Williams and all these guys retired. Like, he's exactly what they need, college basketball.
But Coach K and Roy Williams wasn't like that.
I know, but they need a coach to be the face of college hoops.
He's not the face of college
hoops. Who is?
Let me think about it for a second.
They won the Natty last year. They're the best team in the country this year.
I mean, probably Tom Izzo.
Oh.
Not anymore, dude.
Man.
I mean, who is it, Dean?
He's fallen from grace.
Oh, I was like, I'm going to say it's like for that reason, it's like it's not that far-fetched to say that, you know, the mantle of that is open for someone to take.
Yeah, I think the mantle.
I'm not saying Danny Hurley is it. I'm just saying that he can be the next face, especially if they go back-to-back right now.
Oh, yeah.
If they go back-to-back, you got a case for that. Yeah.
Yeah. Because let's think about some of the, like, who are the coaches of the other good teams? Like, Kelvin Sampson is not the face of college basketball.
No.
Calipari. Calipari, like you said, hasn't had much real success lately. Matt Painter, just out of principle, cannot say he's the face of college basketball. Rick Barnes is, like, just the southern version of Matt Painter. So he can't be either.
Shaka's smart.
Shaka hasn't done anything since we were in college.
What about Mark Few?
Ooh. If they had won a few years ago, like when they played Baylor.
16s?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, there's a lot of candidates now, but like,
yeah.
And Hurley can go in there too.
Could be the election year. Yeah.
He's got a shot. I mean, when Billy Donovan in Florida won back to back in 06, 07, I mean, he kind of was one of the faces, you know, and he was competing with the Roy Williams, Coach K's, Tom Izzo's of the world, Jim Calhoun's, and all of a sudden he was
a darling,
right? Yeah. And I'm not saying Hurley's going to sit there and be there for 30 years like Coach K was, but I think he's got a shot to kind of be that.
He's crazy. I
know,
like,
but you love him if he's your coach. You hate him if he's not, right? Like, that's the kind of coach he is.
I just hate that he's like trying to get people kicked out of the stands. Like, that's where I'm like, dude, shut up. Like, you're drawing the attention, and then just because you're in power, you're trying to get someone kicked out. Like, that doesn't fly with me. Like, you can do your antics and your weird stuff and your rah rah, but like, don't give a kid. That's like such a low ball move.
That kind of tarnished my image of him for me originally. Totally. I was like, man, he's got his team just playing like machines, and then I see like that shit, I'm like, that's soft. Like, come on.
No, you know what I do love though was like 3 or 4 years ago when he first took over, he's like, you're not gonna want to play us in a couple years, and like, he's right.
He called a shot.
Like, it doesn't, you hear coaches say that all the time. Like, Robert Sala probably said that 3 years ago, and the Jets are a fucking laughing stock.
You're going to want to play us in 3 years.
Yeah. No, but seriously, like, I feel like a lot of coaches say that when they're trying to rebuild, and it doesn't.
I love that part of them. Yeah. I like that. The bold get in your face. Like, but like, yeah, it's like, chill out. Like, dude, you can't talk it and then not.
Yeah. Like the post game presser when he's like, we got to close out the game stronger when they're up by 30, like pissed at his team for not hustling down the court with like 40 seconds left. I'm like, agreed. Like, you want to set the precedent because he's, you know, he's talking about, hey, we're going to need to play 60 minutes or 40 minutes when you know, it's the Elite Eight Final Four games. We can't sit here and play 38. So I like the mindset, but, you know, right place, right time kind of thing. Maybe that's a locker room conversation.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw a name. Kind of reminds me of Bob Knight. A little, just a little bit. Maybe not like the assault.
I don't know if we ever really like saw the true Bob Knight though, like in our lifetime. Like,
no, we saw
the late Bob Knight. He's still trying to live up to his name, but like that Indiana Bob Knight, like we never experienced what that was like, throwing chairs across the floor. I mean,
yeah, but it kind of just reminds me of like, you know, talks a big game and then gets, you know, plays the victim. So,
yeah.
Did you a Bob Knight guy?
No. Yeah. I mean, I was scared of him growing up. I would see the clips. I was like, this guy, he's a scary old man.
He's a legit lunatic. Yeah.
RIP. Yeah.
I saw him at an airport in Indy. Really tall.
Yeah.
RIP. All right, moving on. This weekend's games, buckle up. We got some marquee matchups. Clemson, Arizona, San Diego State, UConn, Alabama, North Carolina, Illinois, Iowa State, Purdue, Gonzaga, NC State, Marquette, Duke, Houston, Creighton, Tennessee. Boys, who is your matchup that could potentially be an upset? Is there any upsets that you see?
I'm looking right at Alabama, North Carolina. I know it's not a huge, you know, 4-1, but like,
I mean, no, I mean, that'd be an upset.
I think Alabama can beat anyone if they play their game. They just don't show up every game we've seen all year. They could shoot the lights out, though. They could put up 100 points with their eyes closed if they're hitting their shots. And you could say that again about any basketball team. If they're hitting their shots, they could win. I get that. Not the greatest analysis in the world.
That was.
But you guys know Alabama could light up the scoreboard.
This is why they tune into the big rings, dude.
You got – Dean, you know what I'm talking about. You're laughing, but you know what I'm talking about.
When they score 100, they're hard to beat.
I'm laughing because, one, I'll give you credit. You said this last week, and they put up 100 in their first game. So credit where credit's due.
I think they can knock off UNC.
I like that, Pete.
Oh, I'm trying to look at the rest of the games.
It's only 4.5. I like Illinois against Iowa State. I mean, that's kind of a pick 'em, but – San Diego State have a chance to get UConn?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think it's a tough matchup.
What about NC State Marquette? NC State kind of feels like this, like a little bit of Team of Destiny. And it's like they're a big market team still, right? Like it's not St. Peter's, but they're a double digit seed. And they, what did they want? 7 straight games now? 5 straight? Yes, they're the ACC, 2 straight in tournament. And it's like, I don't know. Is it a Team of Destiny? They might, you know, they're going to run into someone at some point that can shut them down. But
Do you worry about them now having the week layoff and losing a little bit of that?
Yeah,
the buzz. I think Marquette gets that game done. The game I'm looking at is Duke Houston.
Yeah, like, I like that.
That Houston A&M game, that was scary for Houston when they were showing their 4 best players all fouled out at one point. I was like, damn. I was like, if the Taylor for A&M didn't shoot 5 for 25, like, what are we doing there? But that's what Houston does. Like, they just have these spells where they can't score. And, like, they play so much through their guards. And when their guards are isoing and, you know, just throwing up bricks. And Duke seems to – Duke's playing with a lot of confidence. I mean, they played 2 math teams in Vermont and James Madison, 12 and 13s, but they looked really strong doing it. And, I mean, hey, if there's a team that could be getting hot, it could be them. I mean, they've won by, what, you know, 60 combined points or something like that. Like, they look good.
Yeah.
Duke and Houston both play like a very – and I haven't watched a ton of Duke and Houston games this year, but, like, both – in the tournament, they both play at a very fast pace. It's just like you watch some of these games where teams try to slow it down. Like even like Purdue can get in their stints where they're playing at a fast pace, but like naturally with a big man, the way they have it, like they slow it down a little bit when they get up the court. I feel like Houston and Duke just run just nonstop all game.
Yeah.
That should be a fun game to watch, honestly.
Yeah.
I like Duke in that game. Yeah, Duke's a team I would not want to be playing right now.
Yeah.
What do you think about Arizona? I don't think Clemson could beat them, but like,
I don't know.
I feel like people kind of talked about them early, and then people have kind of stopped talking about them at having a shot to make it much further. I don't know. What do you guys think about them?
I don't trust Caleb Love. I think he's set up for a bad game that puts them in a tough spot. But it would be electric if we got North Carolina and Arizona in the Elite Eight, the Caleb Love Bowl.
He's played. I mean, those guys that went to they went to the Natty together. Baycott, RJ Davis,
and RJ. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, those guys like played a lot of games together. I don't know. I like Arizona. I think You could North Carolina.
Arizona's another team.
All these games.
Arizona's another team trying to get that monkey off their back.
Totally.
In some respects, they did by beating Long Beach State in the first round, but you know, obviously they have Final Four expectations too.
Yep, yep.
There's only one double-digit spread. It's the UConn-San Diego State game, minus 10.5. The rest are Arizona's is minus 7.5, but the rest are like 4, 5, 6. So I mean,
That's what we want.
That's what you want. Yeah, yeah. I don't want to see like a 14.5 point favorite in the Sweet 16. So
game we haven't talked about that I think could end up being the best game in the Sweet 16.
Illinois, Iowa State.
No, I was going to say Creighton, Tennessee.
Oh, really? Tennessee's, after their showing at the SEC tournament, they've totally turned the corner. I mean, and again, they had a good year, but they look good. I mean, so does Creighton, though. I think that's going to be like a sneaky good game. It's the last game on Friday. It'll be securing the last spot in the Elite Eight. I think that could be a home run. Yeah. I agree with you.
Mm-hmm. I agree with Rick.
Like Creighton.
Great matchups.
Hey, like, for the record, right? Like, you guys were giving the Big East a hard time, all three Big East teams in the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
Just saying.
No one was giving those three Big East teams a hard time.
They're all
giving the teams that aren't there. The Big East would have been 3-5 if, like, those other five teams had gotten in.
Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe. We don't know.
They wouldn't be undefeated.
We do know.
I'm in Rick Pitino country right now. I'm feeling Rick Pitino vibes in Louisville right now. I think maybe they
were bad vibes from Rick Pitino in Louisville.
Louisville. It's Louisville.
Louisville.
I keep telling everyone it's Louisville around here, and they keep yelling at
Louisville.
Yeah.
Boys, I'm excited. I'm nervous about to get the Zags. Hard to beat a team twice. We're going to have to do that a few times.
No. It's hard to beat them three times.
Hard to beat them three times. Well, we beat them last year too, Dean. Remember that. So,
should we do some picks? Wrap it up?
Let's do it.
What do you think? Three each?
Yeah, I think three is a good number.
Are we going to start recording picks again? I mean, we had so many the other day, I didn't write all those down.
All my winners?
Dean and I were hot.
I can go back and listen. But,
but before we get to the picks, like, I got back Saturday after, or like late Saturday morning from Vegas, and I open up my wallet. Not as much money in there as I was hoping to see. And a lot of bets, guys, I need your thoughts on this. I didn't cash a single bet slip while I was in Vegas. I've got to either mail these in, all of them. All of them.
What are you doing?
Dean is so dumb, Dean, with all due respect. I'm in the it's Friday night. Dean and I have early morning flights. I'm waiting in line to cash out some chips. And Dean's like, oh, we're at the hotel. Dean's like, I need to cash some slips. I was like, well, go get the slips. And you wouldn't go get them. I have zero sympathy, Dean. I tried to tell you to go get him. You were like blacked out.
Dean, I think they're good for like
a year.
Dean, he does this every year. He mails them in.
Can you mail them?
He did it.
No, God. I don't recommend doing it because I mailed in six that I still had from last year. They sent me six individual checks, one for each bet. I'm just like,
oh my God.
I'm just like, what? They're probably like, fuck this guy.
Yeah, they're like, why is this? Yeah.
This is moron doing.
It's probably more trackable for the IRS too.
That's fuck. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
So, all right, Pete, lead us off. Give us some winners.
All right. I said it before. I'll say it again. Bama plus 4.5. I think they take down the Tar Heels.
Okay.
I'm struggling. SEC, I have my third pick. I'm struggling on the second one, though. I'm gonna take Illinois plus 1.5.
Yeah, I like that.
You know what? Let's just take Illinois money line. Let's get a little juice going.
Edgy.
And my last and final pick. I think you know where I'm going with this one. Purdue minus 5.5. My team. Let's go, Boilers.
Purdue up, Pete. Let's go, Boilers.
Those are my three.
Okay. Dean?
Give me NC State plus 6.5. DJ Burns vibes. Like, I want to see them kind of go all the way until they run into Purdue. So, riding that wave. Duke and Houston. Duke plus 4.5. Like, I do not trust Houston. And then, give me UConn plus 10.5.
Minus
or not, 10. Minus 10. Hey, I'll take them plus 10.5 too. But yeah, minus 10.5. The Aztecs are tough. Watched way more Mountain West basketball than I anticipated this year. But
yeah,
UConn, it's a tough matchup for San Diego State.
Yeah. Do you know, I like all those picks. Put me down for UConn, Duke. I'm going to take the Boilers. I'm going to take the Boilers. Boilers by 10. I like that. I think Zach Edey's – I mean, look, Purdue is virtually unstoppable if Zach Edey's kicking it out and our guys are making shots. It's just like
– if your guys are making shots, they're unstoppable.
Oh, they're going to double them. They're going to triple them.
Right. Yeah. Go.
They're going to double them. They're going to triple them. Cam Heidi, Miles Colvin, and they're just giving us huge minutes. Like, we have a legit rotation of 8 right now, 8 or 9, and in the 3 on the bench could start for any team in this Sweet 16 right now.
Boiler the heck up. We don't curse on this podcast.
I got Dean in a little pretzel there, but Dean knows I'm right.
No, you didn't get me in a pretzel. I'm saying, okay, sure.
And we're, all right, boys. We're in 3 different time zones right now. We got East, Central, and Mountain. We're covering most of the country.
Yeah.
We should have got a Pacific guest and tried to be in all 4 at once.
Yeah, man. We would have been all across the country.
Yeah, we would have been coast to coast.
Going cross country.
Did you guys see Jordan Montgomery to the Diamondbacks?
Yeah. Dude, Scott Boras has lost his touch.
He got crushed. I mean, how does Blake Snell not fire him? Lost him like 100 mil.
100%. Yeah.
And Jordan Montgomery, one year?
Over 100 mil.
Yeah, Yankees were in for like 160.
He basically convinced both of them to go play for small contracts, and we'll get you more money next year, promise. Just go win the Cy Young again, Blake Snell.
Go play for the Diamondbacks and the Giants. Yeah. Go knock yourself out.
He's negotiating prove-it deals. For his clients.
I mean, those are proven deals.
God damn.
Hey, and I'm going to throw one more bet out there. Yankees money line Thursday versus the Astros.
Hey.
Happy opening baseball week, boys. And this is why this podcast was created.
Yeah.
And this is our bread and butter. And our we're so fucking back on baseball.
Yeah, we're back. I wish we were back in different circumstances, but we're back. Where's that game at?
Houston.
What a way to start off. Man, I can't believe baseball's already here.
I know.
I got a lot to worry about. I can't even think about baseball. I'm excited about baseball. But actually, no, I'm not excited. The Fenway Sports Group can – they're a disaster, man. They don't care about our city. They don't care about Fenway. They should take our name out of their damn sports group. Maybe it should be the LeBron Sports Group or the Penguin Sports Group. They're an unserious franchise.
Liverpool Sports
Group. The Liverpool Sports Group. The John Henry. This is a family podcast. I was about to say some bad things, but the John Henry sucks sports group. How about that?
Whoa. Yeah. That was.
Can I say that?
Wow.
You
wow.
can say that. We won't bleep that annoying, one out.
It's annoying, man. Gosh. It's just so annoying. Oh, we paid Devers. Wasting Devers. Also, Shohei, is he a gambler?
He's a gambling man. He's a gambling man. They wrote a song about him called "The Gambler."
Kenny why do Rogers. Rich people gamble?
The same reason we gamble, because they like it. It's fun.
It's like the Phil Mickelson shit all over again. Remember, Phil, all the money he was losing gambling.
At least he admitted it.
I don't know where this is going. I feel like it's going to end bad for Shohei. I don't know. I could be wrong.
Yeah. No. That's his best friend.
There's guys working overtime to try to get this shit swept under the rug. Like, trying to figure some way to snake out of this.
Yeah, but he might be mad that he deferred that money. He might need it.
God. Yeah, we need to talk further about that next week when we get deeper into baseball. We'll have our final four, and then we could dive deep into baseball.
There's this NBA guy too. Did you see this, like, Toronto Raptors center?
Michael Porter Jr.'s brother.
Yeah. Oh, that's his brother?
Jonte Porter.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know that.
It was like a whole bunch of people all of a sudden bet on his unders or something.
And he got taken out in a minute.
Yeah. His eye. He said his eye.
Oh, my God.
Bro.
Yeah.
And his over-unders were like 5 points and three assists or something. And he had, I think he had like the one game he had like 3 points and one assist. And it was like just under.
Oh, why didn't we get on this earlier? Bro. How come we were looped out of this?
Oh. Man, we probably would have spoiled it.
Yeah, our $50 bets.
Yeah.
All right, boys. Well, it's good to be back. Pete, thanks for cutting out some time.
I got you.
He was on the road.
Taking a hotel pod.
Hey, the hotel internet is more reliable than Pete's home internet.
Seriously, man.
True. Yeah, I'm tight. The wallet's tight right now.
We'll talk more about Pete. We probably need to do a whole episode about Pete.
Yeah, we got cricket. We got cricket internet at our house these days.
Yeah. Better no internet.
Cricket wireless.
All right, boys. Well, hopefully we record next week. Dean, anything you want to say to your future self from this weekend?
You were right again.
Dean, that's ominous. I'll say something to myself. Pack some sunscreen. We're going to Phoenix, baby.
That's the confidence Do I get to say something to myself?
Pack some sunscreen.
Do I get to say something to myself?
Pete, you can say absolutely.
Wow.
Pete acts like I'm banning you from talking. You can talk and you can say anything you want.
My future self is I'm telling myself Yankees off to a hot start. Just Juan Soto raking, sweeping the Astros in the first
weekend. That's what you would say.
And the Boilers are fucking back. That's what I'd say.
World Series back on.
World Series back on 22-3 over the next 25. Yes. Let's go.
Who's pitching?
Dude, we got Nasty Nestor, man. Carlos Rodon. Clark Schmidt.
Schmidt.
Yeah, Clark Schmidt. We got Marcus Stroman, bro.
Stroman.
Stroman. I can't wait for Stroman.
Did they announce a starter yet, Pete? Is Rodon or it's Nestor?
Nestor's
pitching. He's horrible. He's bad.
We'll see.
He was horrible last year.
Yeah.
All right, boys. Well, always a pleasure. Go Boilers! Thank you to Big Rig Nation. If you made it this far, Dean will ship you one of his bet slips.
Yep. Sounds good.
And then you have to mail it in.
Yeah, you gotta mail it in.
All right. Thanks for coming on the tracks. Thanks for hopping on the bus. We are the Big Rigs. You all are Big Rig Nation. Peace. When you see the man do his stuff, done seen enough.
I'm a hidden man.